Brother Paul to get turned loose. I would, and I.
Lord, help him, God.
I'm willing to commit myself to him because 15 years ago, I committed my life to him. But I've been, as the brethren said, we've all been disobedient.
Sure we have.
And I've been very disobedient at times, and that's why I've not eat the good of the land all the time. But tonight I'm just a little weak pilgrim traveling in this world the best I know how, traveling with a bunch of people that I love dearly. And I'm thankful for the love that God has put in my heart for my brothers and sisters.
God, I pray, dear Lord.
And not only for my brothers and sisters, but for the lost.
Lord, bless my
I believe when he saves a person that he causes us to have a love.
Oh God, Lord, help him.
For each individual, Brother Lonnie.
Oh, Jesus.
And
Lord.
Although we don't like the way they're living, we love them and we want to see them saved.
God, Lord, please help him.
The scriptures tells us that we need to pray for our enemies, and sometimes that's hard to do.
In nature, we can hardly do that.
But
Lord, bless him, God.
You know, there's many times that I can look back, though, and I can, the ones that sometimes you may not get along with or it's hard to pray for, and Brother John the Spirit will make himself known, and the tears will come, and then you'll be able to pray fervently for the ones that despitefully use you, Brother Junior. And I thank God for that love that he puts in our heart this evening. You know, when I was just a child, I used to get up, y'all pray for me, I'm just going to talk and I hope the Lord will lead me. And when I was just a child, I used to get up early on a Sunday morning, and I used to get up and watch the preachers on TV, Brother Junior. And I don't know, God knows, but there seemed like that there was a bond there that I enjoyed as a child. I enjoyed hearing the Word of God.
And, Lord, help him, God.
I don't know if it was like that for you all. But I had not entered into the world then, and I'd never left home spiritually. And,
Lord, help
and I
God.
Think there is a bond there. And but later on, Brother Terry, in life, like you said, there was a time when the law came and I became a sinner in God's eyes, and I knew exactly when that time happened. Because it sure did. There was a great weight that come upon me, and I knew that I'd done wrong, Brother Junior. But I was lost and I couldn't do anything about it. But I remember at that time when I got out into the world that I would hear here and yonder, I would hear that so some preacher had run off with the piano player or whatever it may have been, and it hurt me down in here. I didn't understand how a man of God, Brother Terry, could maybe I was naive though, brother, at that time. And I couldn't understand why a man of God, I just thought everybody that claimed to be a Christian was a Christian, and I couldn't understand why somebody could do that to God after being saved. And but that's right. But then after we get out into the world and we begin to see that there's 95% of the world probably is lost according to their works, Brother Fred. And you begin to look back, Brother Terry, where you came from, and you remember the godly things that you were taught at home, Brother Junior. And you know that there is a reality to Christ. Because the Lord tells us to train up a child in the way that he should go, and that will never depart from him. And I just want to ask you tonight, ain't you glad for the cloud of witnesses, Brother Junior, that we've had that instilled this in us when we were just children? And although I don't remember the first time I ever heard about Jesus, but all through my life, Brother Junior, I knew, even if it was just a head knowledge, I knew that an individual, man or woman, whoever it was, needed to be saved. And the only one that could save them was Jesus. That's all I knew. And Brother Fred, I've said it before, I was a very ignorant individual growing up as far as church went, because everything that I'd always heard, Brother Lonnie, was when I was a child. Went to a few United Baptist churches maybe five or six times in a 25-year period. You know, I'm thankful for the Word of God that is sharper than any two-edged sword, Brother Junior. And Lord, it keeps coming and a-going. And I'm thankful that the Lord has fixed it the way that he has tonight. And that when we hear that word of God, that it wounds us, Brother Fred, and it cuts us because it's contrary, brethren, contrary to our nature, Brother Terry. And we don't want to hear anything that unsettles us or goes against our carnal mind, brother, because the carnal mind is enmity against God tonight, Brother Fred. And you know, even now that we're born again, this flesh still hates Jesus just as much as it ever did. But I'm thankful tonight that when God's word comes into you and starts to unsettle you, that it begins to get your mind to thinking, Brother Leroy, upon the Lord. And then we begin to look back upon the ones in our lives that was a witness to us all through when we was a child, and we knew that there was a reality, and then that a Christian was different than the world. And they treated you different, Brother John, from the world. They had love for you. No matter what you were doing or where you were in life, Brother Paul, they still loved you no matter what. And I'm glad tonight that the Lord, Brother John, even while we were out in sin, came and gave his life for us that we might have life through his death. And I'm thankful for what he suffered for us tonight. And I want anyone that doesn't know the Lord to come and taste of him and see that he is good. He said, "Lest you eat my body and drink my blood, you'll have no part of me, Brother Ross." And I'm thankful tonight that he has made himself available to every man and woman. You know, he came here as a servant. He didn't come here to set himself up as a king like the old Jews were looking for. He came in a way that they weren't expecting, but he was right here in their midst. He became a servant unto them, brother. And that I believe today that he knocked at every heart's door over there, Brother Junior. And his own people received him not, but there was a few that received him with gladness, brother. And all those who did, brother, that to become the sons of God. And tonight, Brother Terry, there's nothing greater than serving the King tonight. And I'm glad that it's a spiritual battle, because he's the only one that could have ever won this war, brethren. Uh-huh. Every battle that we've ever fought, Brother Leroy, has been by nature. But I'm glad that he didn't come here to fight with the sword, brethren, but he came here and fought with love, brother. Yeah. And every enemy he defeated was because of love, brother. Ain't you glad? Yeah. I don't understand, Brother Terry, but very little. But I know that he came here because he loved his creation, that he loved the one soul, that he gave his only begotten Son, so whosoever would believe upon him would not perish, but have everlasting life tonight, brother. I'm thankful tonight. I don't understand how God could send his only Son and come and die for me. I know how wretched a man I am, brethren, tonight. Listen, tonight I have thoughts that you would think no Christian ought to have, brother. But we still have this flesh to deal with. But now, brothers, I find that it gets easier, Brother Larry, when we begin to think upon the Lord and begin to go, he tells us to think about heavenly things, brother, and not to entangle yourselves with the things of this world again. Brother, I'm telling you that we can live a holy life, Brother Leroy, but now it ain't easy. He didn't say it was going to be easy. But we have an advocate with the Father tonight. Anytime I get in trouble or anything that may happen, all I've got to do is go to my brother. And I know he hears my cry, brother. And it ain't too long before the peace will come. And I begin to feel him good again. And right in the midst of our troubles and tribulation, he'll prepare a supper right there, brother. Set a meal right there for us, brother. From heaven. A meal that only comes from heaven, Brother Leroy, that can settle these old earthly bodies down. Yeah. Ain't you glad that we've got this great peace tonight in a man that I've never seen, brother? I've never seen my Heavenly Father. Sometimes every night I'll close my eyes, I'll be in bed, and I'll just throw my hands up and I'll start waving, trying to feel him, just trying to feel him because he feels so close, Brother Junior. And ain't it wonderful when it's like that, when the Holy Spirit just overshadows you, takes you up in his arms and said, "Everything's going to be all right." And the brethren, listen, I don't want to see anybody go to hell, Brother Paul. I don't want to see. That was my greatest fear, Brother Junior. When the Lord saved me, I didn't want to go to that awful place.
No.
I had heard about it all my life. And I, as much as I could, tried to, in my mind, to, you know, to see what hell might be like when I was lost. And there became a fear. But now the evening that the Lord convicted me, or truly got me in trouble, honey, they became a great fear. And I began to seek Him with everything that I had. Brother Junior quoted the scripture, you must seek Him with everything you've got. Heart, soul, mind, and strength. He'll not accept a partial thing.
No.
You've got to give it all to Him. And when you give Him your heart, He'll give you a new one to put right back in there. Listen, you know the thing, Brother Terry, that I find? Is that people try to understand this thing with a carnal mind. And I'm telling you, the more that you think upon it, the deeper you'll go. Because, brethren, you've got to come in with a clear mind and just let the Spirit of the Lord work. Because let me tell you, the more clutter that you get in here, the more clutter that you put in here of your own thoughts, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but that way is the way of death, brethren.
Right.
You must just clear your... If you want to truly be saved, you've got to clear your mind and just let the Lord work, and don't try to fight it, just let Him work. And that word will divide that truth. It'll tell you the truth, and it'll cause you to turn, brethren, if you truly want to be saved. Now, it takes the Spirit of God to draw a man.
Yeah.
The Scripture says that no man seeketh after God. I never seeked after God until He got me in trouble and showed me what I was, Brother Lonnie.
Yeah.
And when He showed me that I was lost and there wasn't a thing I could do about it, brethren, then I fell on my knees, brethren. I was a broken man, honey, and I surrendered everything to Him. I surrendered everything to Him, brother. And let me tell you, it's been the best part of my life. Has everything been easy? No, sir. But I've been able to go to the Lord, and He's made the rough way smooth, brother. He sure is. Now, He's the heart searcher and the rain trier tonight. And if you think you're going to get out of this world without Him, even that small, still voice, you're not going to have an excuse tonight. When you stand before the Lord, brother, and we'll all give an account. Ain't that right, Brother Terry? And the why for the deeds that were done in the body, brethren. And listen, when the dead in sin appear at the great white throne, honey, there ain't going to be no good news for you. He's going to be, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, because I never knew you. For the pardon and remission of sin, brethren. And then He'll cast you into that lake of fire, and He'll cast hell into that lake of fire. And it says the smoke of their torment will ascend up forever and forever, brother. And I can't even imagine that. But I can't, you know, Brother Terry, I've tried, and I'm not going to take much longer.
All right.
I've tried to imagine how bad hell could be, but of course I never could. But I just tried to use a natural thing to maybe compare it to it. And you know, you've seen an old rabid dog that had the mange or something, and they had no peace, and they was all the time chewing on themselves, chewing sores upon themselves. Brother, you think they ain't going to be doing that in hell, Brother Jim? Honey, they're going to be chewing on themselves, and there's going to be weeping and wailing, brother, and gnashing of teeth, brother, and where the fire is never quenched, brother. Tonight, there's a place there tonight. Now, brother, I don't know it's down. That's all I know. But heaven is up, and that's where I'm going. I don't worry about that place. I don't worry about that place. I, brother, ain't you glad that you can go home and sleep? And like Brother John Bowen says, honey, it don't take me 2 seconds to go to sleep, brother. And I can lay down and go right out. Used to, I couldn't. I'd lay there and ask the Lord not to let me die in my condition, because I knew that I was going to hell.
Right, brother.
But now, brother, He gives you a peace, and He gives you an understanding that something has changed, and that you're a new creature in Christ Jesus, and the thoughts are different, and you want to do differently. The things you used to hate, or love, the things you used to hate, you love now. And brethren, you can go in the great, one of the greatest pleasures, Brother Terry, I ever had, was going right into the church and saying, the Lord saved me. That evening the Lord saved me, they was having a revival at my brother's church right across the street. He said, come over and tell them what the Lord's done for you. And I walked in, and He'd already told them. But I went in anyway, and he said, "You have anything to say?" And I raised up and I said, "The Lord saved me." And they, a bunch of them, just started clapping. And it was wonderful, brother.
Yeah, sure.
Just to tell them that the Lord saved me. And I knew that they saved me. Uh-huh. I knew that He had saved me. And oh, honey, how precious it is to be able to tell anybody that the Lord has saved you. And now we look upon ourselves as nothing, and we just serve the King tonight, and He's leading us by the hand. There's a scripture that tells us, says, follow Jesus as dear children, and I just want to be an obedient child.
Amen.
I'm just a child tonight. And I'm glad, brethren, He said, at least you become as one of these little ones. You'll never, likewise, never enter into heaven. So tonight He's took us up in His arms, and He's given us a new heart. And He's given us a new mind and a new desire. And He just made us just as clean and white as snow.
Yeah.
And now we can just proceed through this world without any condemnation and with a clear conscience. Brethren, I heard you say 2 or 3 weeks ago, did you ever have a clear conscience before you saved? I never did. But when He saves you, brother, ain't it wonderful how He can clean up an old man that's been out in sin and it's all He's ever known. And make a new creature, and he don't make you worship Him. You worship Him because you love Him, brethren. And He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments tonight. And let me tell you, His commandments, Brother Paul's not grievous tonight. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to serve the King tonight and to be able to know, Sister Marlena, that you've got a home in heaven tonight. And I'm just waiting for that call, Brother Terry. I'm waiting for that call. And I'm going to say one more thing. When I was a child, I used to be scared to death because I could imagine in my mind Jesus coming in them clouds, and I knew if He did, I was gone. But now, honey, I believe if I seen Him coming, I'd run toward Him, brother. Ain't it wonderful the peace that we have right in here?
Surpasses
all understanding. Honey, forget about these carnal things. Let go of the things of the world. They're going to be gone. They're going to pass away. They're going to burn up with a fervent heat one of these days. Honey, don't just let go of things of this world and start seeking toward heaven. Start seeking Jesus tonight. He said, if you'll just call upon my name, if you'll just call upon my name, he said, you'll never perish, but you'll have eternal life. Don't try to understand these things with your carnal mind. Seek that Spirit tonight, and He'll not lead you down the wrong road. It'll lead you to Jesus.
Amen.
Exactly right.